This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Protests around the country against police brutality following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis have often been led by young people, especially young people of color. And that was the case at a protest in Burlington on Saturday, where several hundred people gathered near the city's police headquarters. To talk more about how young Vermonters of color are thinking about this moment, I'm joined now by Adin Hadji. He is an outreach worker with Spectrum Youth and Family Services in Burlington, and he's a member of the Burlington School Board. His family was also among the first Somali Bantu refugees to move to Burlington back in 2003. Adin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, so what are you saying to the young people that you're working with these days?
Mainly, I've just been speaking on the experiences that Black folks are going through. And as far as young people goes, it's important to start thinking about race at an early age, just so they can understand the world around them. It does affect Black youth while they're in middle school, even in elementary school. So it's good to have those conversations with them.
And so tell me, what do those conversations sound like? What exactly are you telling folks?
A lot of the young folks that I've had conversations with are new American youth. For those that have recently settled, it's important for them to also understand what's going on locally and nationally.
And so essentially for those communities, those folks that you're talking to who are new Americans, are you sort of explaining the dynamics of the police and people of color in this country?
Yeah, when it comes to police, you know, especially for newcomers, they have different experiences with police back in their home countries. So when folks come here, that's when they start realizing what's really going on. So that's why it's really important to talk to folks that have been living here for a while and connect with them and really understand some of the systematic racism that's going on within the schools and on a larger scale.
You were part of the protest that happened on Saturday, right? How did you feel after that event? Do you feel like a point was made?
I feel like a point was made, but again, this has been going on for many decades, and folks have been protesting for as long as we can remember. I do support and am in solidarity with protesters, and the reason why I went is because I live it every day, just being Black, and like, you already have a target on your back. So going to that Burlington process and seeing that many people was empowering, but there's definitely much more that we could do. Mostly thought about, you know, the white people and how they're going to be using their white privilege to help fight the system.
So you really put it on the white population of Burlington to decide or show how they're going to support communities of color?
Most certainly, yes.
Well, finally, you have some influence now in terms of electoral politics. You were elected to the Burlington School Board earlier this year. Do you feel like the school district is doing enough to support young people of color?
There's been a couple of instances where racial tensions came up within the school district. I definitely feel like we could be doing a lot of growing in that. In terms of students, in general, I think students should know that if there is anything, if they feel discriminated against or feel like they're not being treated right because of who they are or the color of their skin, I want all of them to know to really speak out and tell somebody that they trust. No school district is perfect, and I think that Burlington School District is trying, but there's a lot more work that needs to be done regarding racial justice and equity work.
Adin Hadji is a member of the Burlington School Board and works for Spectrum Youth and Family Services in Burlington. Adin, thanks for speaking with me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you again for having me.